The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy, and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been shepherding themselves. Should not the shepherds shepherd the sheep? You eat the milk, and you clothe yourselves with the wool, you kill the fatlings, but you don't shepherd the sheep. The diseased you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought back that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with rigor you have ruled over them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food to all the beasts of the field and were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my sheep were scattered on all the face of the earth, and there was none who searched or sought after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, surely since my sheep became a prey, and my sheep became food to all the beasts of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my sheep, but the shepherds shepherded themselves and didn't shepherd my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand and cause them to cease from shepherding the sheep. Neither will the shepherds shepherd themselves any more, and I will deliver my sheep from their mouth that they may not be food for them. For thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will shepherd them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will shepherd them with good pasture, and on the mountains of the height of Israel will their fold be. There they will lie down in a good fold, and on fat pasture they will be shepherded on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the sovereign Yahweh. I will seek that which was lost, and will bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd them in justice. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I judge between sheep and sheep, the rams and the he-goats. Does it seem a small thing to you to have fed on the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the remainder of your pasture, and to have drank of the clear waters, but you must foul the remainder with your feet? And as for my sheep, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh to them, Look, I, even I, will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you thrust with side and with shoulder and push all the diseased with your horns until you have scattered them abroad, therefore I will save my flock, and they will no more be a prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up another shepherd over them, and he will shepherd them, even my slave David. He will shepherd them, and he will be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their God and my slave David prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace and will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land. And they will dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There will be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field will yield its fruit. And the earth will yield its increase, and they will be secure in their land. And they will know that I am Yahweh, when I have broken the bars of their yoke, and have delivered them out of the hand of those who made slaves of them. And they will no more be a prey to the nations, neither will the beasts of the earth devour them. But they will dwell securely, and none will make them afraid. And I will raise up to them a plantation for renown, and they will be no more consumed with famine in the land, neither bear the shame of the nations any more. And they will know that I, Yahweh, their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the sovereign Yahweh. And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are man, and I am your God, says the sovereign Yahweh.